Hello, Mr. Man. How are you? So, you mentioned several good points here, so I want to talk. You talk about running. Wow. You know, because I said wow because I don't see much girls running. You know, when I go to park, yes, of course, some girls, they usually in the morning they come and run, which is amazing. I love to see people running. And even sometimes I run and people try to actually taunt me. You know, they start to bullshit all the time, you know. They say, "Hey, yeah, you're running for what?" They're like this, you know. So it's not like just for these things happen for girls. So that was very interesting to me. So I decided to say and support you on this. Please run and enjoy running because running is something that we have to do and enjoy. And you mentioned Zumba. Yeah, you're a fan of dance, which is amazing. Yeah, I myself, I'm a fan of dance. So, exercising, as you mentioned, was very amazing, which is very amazing. So, the books. One good things that you mentioned was that it depends on your mood of which book that you read. And it's not, you know, because the good thing that you mentioned, you said that you constantly change the subjects, which is amazing. You know why? Imagine an artist. You know, I remember that a successful artist was talking about this, and he said that he's not, you know, the kind of guys that do the same thing and same area and style again and again and again. For example, imagine that we have lots of different styles when it comes to drawing, right? We have manga styles, realistic styles, and different stuff. So imagine that if you want to improve your realistic styles, so just you, if you draw that, of course you will improve a lot. But if you wanna know more, you must change the area. You know, for example, sometimes you have to go and draw manga and then come back, draw from life, then go and draw from images. In this case, you will understand the art better. So this is the thing that you're doing with the books. You mentioned the books. And I know that you're reading the books that your mood and your head is telling you. So you're saying that, okay, I'm in a mood to go and read Sherlock Holmes books. So you went and read it. And then you found your mood and your interest in economy. So you went and read some economic books like Rich Dad Poor Dad. I know that book is amazing. I have to read it. So I think that it's very important for anyone to read that book. I haven't read it yet, but I'm sure I'll make sure to read it. So you mentioned a great point. Thank you so much. And you mentioned that you read my books, and I highly appreciate it. Thank you so much that you put some time to read the books that I translate because it's gonna make me feel very appealed by that because you know I send it to some of my friends and of course my family members. I know that they haven't read it yet, so it's really sad. You put lots of times and you want to share it with some people, and sometimes you find that they don't read it that much. So it's really bad. But when I see that someone is telling me, "Hey, I read this," so it's gonna be amazing, and I feel super super proud. Thank you so much, and thank you for your support. And keep going, keep recording. I look forward to hear more from you, and that's it. Thank you so much, and bye.